With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. It's been about 6 months since most Montana students sat inside a classroom, and as school doors reopen, teachers will be looking to see if students fell behind while learning remotely. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports on districts' plans to tackle the so-called COVID slide.
Even in normal times, kids return to class in the fall having lost some of what they learned the previous year. Educators call this phenomenon the summer slide. But the 2020 school year is unlike any other, as kids are coming back into the classroom after transitioning to remote and online learning during the coronavirus pandemic. Beth Tarasawa with the Northwest Evaluation Association, a research and learning assessment not-for-profit based in Oregon, says that slide is expected to be much larger this fall.
And even though while it may be difficult to speculate on what missing months of school may mean for achievement, research on seasonal learning and summer loss in particular can offer some insights to that potential impact of the extended pause.
Tarasawa and her colleagues are calling the potential education gap the COVID slide. They used data from NWEA's student assessment test, which 1 in 5 kids across the country take each year, to estimate student learning loss as a result of the move to remote instruction this spring on top of the summer break. In reading, Tarasawa says on average, kids are expected to return to school about 30% below the typical summer slide.
And in math, those results were even bleaker. We saw kids returning with about 50% of the typical learning gains, and in some cases, almost a full year behind.
Tarasawa says that these learning losses will vary across different age groups and demographics. She says it's important to meet each student where they're at, whether they excelled with online learning or fell behind, guidance echoed by the Montana Office of Public Instruction. In order to do that, most districts in Montana will use computer adaptive assessment tools like MapSkills, which is what NWEA's research is based on and what some Montana schools use. Here's an ad for that program.
John was struggling with identifying written fractions. Using MapSkills, his teacher identifies the specific building blocks that John is missing and gives him the instruction he needs.
Montana school districts have long used MAP and other testing tools to monitor student progress, typically in the fall, winter, and spring. Many districts MTPR spoke with weren't able to do this kind of benchmarking while students were learning remotely this spring, meaning most districts don't have an idea of the learning loss students are facing. Browning Public Schools Curriculum Director Billy Jo Juno said this spring she expected that most students would need extra support in the fall.
And so we're looking at, you know, modifying our curriculum in terms of, you know, teaching some of those key skills and concepts that they would have had this, you know, second half of the year and, you know, providing that instruction in the fall.
But not every district is expecting a COVID slide. Big Fork Public Schools Superintendent Matt Jensen says the district brought elementary students back on campus this spring to assess them in reading.
So we were able to, as a district, identify the students that the virtual experience was not working well for, and we were able to bring those students back on site and give them instruction.
Those assessments showed that many students were reading at or about 15% below proficiency level for their grade. The district pulled students reading below grade level into summer school. District data specialist and second grade teacher Aubrey Kallenberger says that helped make up lost ground.
And we saw huge gains just in having those kids with us. So I don't think it's going to take very long to get those kids to benchmark where they need. And then we'll be right back to where we are on a regular school year.
However, Big Fork doesn't have data on its middle or high school students and no post-school shutdown data on student achievement in subjects like math, where students typically retain less of what they learned through the summer. Most schools in the state didn't do this kind of end-of-spring gauge on student achievement during the COVID-19 closures and push to online learning. Many Montana schools plan to assess students in all subjects in order to identify kids who are struggling early this fall, and several districts have built in remediation time into schedules with the expectation that more students will need that extra help. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is Montana Public Radio.